RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I want to start with a breaking story in the NFL that we just saw, Linnell, out of the Raiders facility where Jay Glazer, he does this bit that I can't stand, where when he breaks news he says scoopage. I just think that's tired, but he's really good at reporting. Jay Glazer has this report that the Raiders apparently told Max Crosby, who's got a knee injury, that they're shutting him down for the final two games the rest of the year. And he's really upset about it and apparently, like, stormed out of the facility, it sounds like. And that, according to Glazer here, just reading, he's suggesting that this could mean that the relationship between the player and the team is in question going into the offseason now. What do you make of that? Linnell, what do you make of that?
It's fascinating to me, and I think it's a situation where we see this across the league where guys push to play, and the Raiders obviously tanking. They want the number one overall pick. Max was very vocal on his podcast last week saying, I can give a damn about getting the number one overall pick. I want to play. I'm a legacy guy. Let me go do what you all pay me handsomely to do. And I feel him. I secretly hope he gets dealt to Washington. Let things continue to blow up there.
Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports joins us now to go around the NFL on the Beltway Blitz. So, Frank, let's pick up with that Jay Glazer story on Max Crosby. Do you think Crosby's a Raider come September?
Boy, I don't know. I kind of think so. The Raiders aren't better without him. I think they realize that. But also, I mean, Crosby is getting to the age where if you're the Raiders, you got to be realistic about who you are and where you're going. And is he going to be good by the time you get good? And the answer is probably no, but they've shown no inclination of wanting to deal him. But I do wonder how this kind of this nonsense this week about, you know, oh, we're just doing it in the best interest of our player. Oh, thanks for reporting that. That's getting to the bottom of the situation. But I mean, Max Crosby doesn't play that way. Like he said, like you brought up the quote, I don't give a, you know what, about the first pick of the draft. And then, you know, you sit him when he wants to play, it seems. I think that's going to sit really poorly with him. And you just wonder, like, I mean, he's sick of losing, sick of his organization's shenanigans. And, that's the thing about tanking. Tanking does not come from the coaching level, and it does not come from the playing level. You cannot tell those guys to go out there and quit, especially the players, because you go out and play 75% in an NFL game, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Like that is how that works. And so it happens at the organizational level when something like, hey, let's put Brock Bowers on IL. Let's put Max Crosby on IL. I don't know what the NFL can do about it, but I'm sure the NFL's not happy about this. And I don't think Max Crosby's happy about it, and maybe that comes out in the offseason where he's just like, you know what, I'm sick of this. This is a Mickey Mouse organization. I don't really want to be here anymore. But I think the Raiders really would resist trading him because they always have.
Yeah, and it's why they're in the situation they're in as a franchise. They're going nowhere. You could flip him for several first-round picks, but they would rather make him suffer. New blood in the AFC playoff field. Outside of Josh Allen, which quarterback do you trust the most?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I think it almost has to be Drake May. As funny as that is for a second-year guy who's never started a playoff game, I mean, who else? What else would the answer be, I guess?
It's Rodgers?
Him by default.
Rodgers?
No. Not at this age. But I'll say this. He is playing well. He's playing better than any other 42-year-old in NFL history other than Tom Brady, and that's factual. Like, that is – it's astonishing, really, how well he's playing lately. But I don't – just because of the experience now. I mean, if you're picking sides, if we're just going out to the schoolyard and picking sides and Josh Allen's the first pick, I do think Drake May is the second pick, right? Like, I don't – maybe Trevor? Like, it's possible the answer is Trevor because he has been in the playoff situation. And he's playing really, really well lately. And I didn't – look, a month ago, I didn't think I'd give you that answer. But as I sit here, I'm like, maybe it's Trevor. Maybe Trevor Lawrence has finally turned a corner. So – but I think this, you know, this whole exercise just points out that it's wide open because there's no Patrick Mahomes. There's no, you know, in his prime, Joe Burrow. There's Josh Allen, who is a really, really flawed team. And then who?
Like,
so,
yeah.
You know, it really is. It's going to be very interesting to see how these quarterbacks play under the bright lights.
It's really strange that we essentially know everybody who's going to be in the playoffs and everyone who isn't at this point. I mean, you know, in the NFC, you could, like, close the book on the binary in or out and some seedings up for grabs. Can this still be a really fun stretch here in the last two weekends, or is there just not enough up for grabs?
No, to me, there's not enough up for grabs. I mean, the league is better. Any league, Major League Baseball pennant races or, you know, NBA, whatever it is, it's always better when you have a lot of action. You have, you know, of your 16-game slate, you have 8, 9, 10 games that have some bearing on the playoffs where you're going to have, I mean, the one seeds are up for grabs, and that's interesting. It's hugely important, too. That's the intrigue to me. Everything else, like, I don't really care who wins the NFC South or the AFC North. Both of those teams stink. Whoever wins it, I don't care. Like, what? They're going to be 7-point underdogs on Wild Card Weekend at home. Like, what? It really is not that interesting to me. But one of those, I mean, I
you don't think,
like,
Houston or Jacksonville could go on a deep run?
Oh, I do, for sure. I hope I said AFC North, because the AFC South is actually good. Yeah, there are a couple good teams in there. But I don't care about the Buccaneers and the Panthers.
Oh, you said the NFC South.
Horrible.
I missed that.
Okay, yeah. Both of those teams are horrible. The Ravens are horrible. The Steelers, I guess they're okay, but they're not going anywhere. So whatever. But that's the intrigue over the last couple of weeks, aside from the one seed. I think the one, you know, Denver trying to get that one seed. I guess, you know, the Chargers can be playing for an AFC West championship if they beat Houston tomorrow. So there's some intrigue, but not enough where I'm getting excited. I think it's just luck of the draw. It's nothing the NFL did wrong or anything. Sometimes you just get unlucky, and mostly, you know, 14 playoff spots already spoken for, and there's little intrigue for the last 2 weeks. It just happens that way sometimes.
We're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the show, but what do you make of the Lamar Jackson situation with the Ravens? Do you think they choose Harbaugh or him in terms of who to keep?
I know who I'd pick. I'd pick Lamar 100 times out of 100. I have nothing against John Harbaugh, but I think Lamar, when healthy, is still the greatest player in the NFL. I will stand by that. And, you know, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, they got great arguments. I'm not, you know, disparaging those guys at all, but I just think the world of Lamar.
Yeah.
And it just seems like there's something off, and there's been something off all season long with that team. And now you start to look. And
doesn't it feel convenient that this has come out, that the report is coming out at this time? Because last time they tried to trade him, remember the reaction. I think this was leaked to the reporter and by someone in the building, and now they're like, see, this is why we're shopping him.
Yeah, and I can see that too. I mean, it's just messy. It's really, really messy. But all the things we've said about Tomlin for the past 3-4 years actually apply to Harbaugh. I mean, if you look, they haven't won. They have not. I mean, Ray Lewis was playing back last time they won the Super Bowl. That was a long time ago. They have not won multiple playoff games in a season since then. They've won one a few times, and that's it. And all the, like, you know, I mean, we all put all of the blame on Lamar for losing these playoff games when they're the hosting AFC Championship game, or they're the one seed against Tennessee. But what about the blame for John Harbaugh? Like, he's the one coaching them. We blame all the other coaches for losing, but we blame Lamar for those losses. So I just think John Harbaugh is a great coach. If he wants to keep coaching, he'll be at the top of the line of available candidates. But I just think something needs to change there. I really do. This season has been such a disaster that I think that they move on from Harbaugh and try to get everybody a fresh start, including Lamar.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.